Aidan Campbell, Commercial Officer with Finn Harps. It's been a very positive start to the season, and certainly last night's results will make a few people maybe sit up and take a little bit more notice. Treaty United 0, Finn Harps 1. Treaty were previously unbeaten. They had gone into the game ahead of Harps on goal difference. So a great result for Darren Murphy and the lads. And the hope is now that they can kick on. And a big game to look forward to on Bank Holiday Monday. Bray Wanderers at home at 5 o'clock.
That's right, Chris. I actually couldn't make it down to the match. I was watching it live, and it was really an impressive away performance, as you say. I know how hard they've been working. I know Murph and Kevin have been building this all season, instilling a really healthy culture among the group, and they're a hard-working group. Not an easy league, as we know, Chris, with the amount of travel, and it's a very competitive league. We're delighted with the start we've made to the season, and yeah, we play Bray on Monday. I think Bray are the top scorers in the division, if I'm not mistaken. And so it should be a very open game. Should be a few goals. And we're really looking forward to it.
Yeah, there's been some great tussles with Bray Wanderers down through the years. Aside from the first team, Aidan, Darren Murphy has certainly bought into the whole community club ethos that's been promoted. There's all sorts of things happening behind the scenes.
There is, yeah, Chris. At any given time, I suppose, you know, there's a lot of work goes on that people don't see. But, you know, at the start of the season, we the team went up to Arranmore, for example. Not just a team bonding exercise, but just to really connect with the community. And we're up then to Glenreath for their 50th anniversary. People were fantastic up there recently. And, yeah, we've been doing a lot of community work. We have full-time FSR officer and Steve McNutt, who's doing a great job with projects such as walking football and working with national schools and tournaments. So the ethos of the club is reaching out into the community, and you know, we're not interested in ticking boxes. We want people to feel part of Finn Harps and part of the club, and I think people can see the benefits of that at the matches, where you've so many young supporters, you know, doing our bits with helping out with charities. We had a previous partnership that was very successful with Donegal Down Syndrome, and we've got the Blue Stacks Foundation as our charity partner this year, and they do fantastic work, and we're looking forward to launching a jersey with them and doing some other projects. So we're very pleased with how the overall project is going. We know we've issues with facilities which are ongoing, but we've got an extremely hard working bunch of volunteers. We're always looking for people, you know, Chris, anybody that wants to come on board, please contact us, you know, in a number of different areas, whether stewarding or helping with the pitch or whatever else, fundraising. Or we're always open to people coming on board. And
worth pointing out, Aidan, you know, the point has been made before that Finn Harps, it's not just a Ballybuffet or an East Donegal club. This is a county team, and you have support from all over the county, and yet there's also a lot of untapped support. And, you know, if you look at Gaelic games and the way people get behind their county, Finn Harps have an advantage there that maybe some other League of Ireland clubs just don't.
Well, it's a very unique club, I suppose, where we're situated, Chris. We always say this, you know, and we're kind of at the centre. We've got, you know, the South Donegal, and we had a summer camp up there at Eanie, beside Inver, and it was really well attended. Then we go to the north of the county, and you know, we know how hard all of the clubs work up there, and the Donegal League clubs, and on their senior teams and their school sections, and then up to Inishowen, where we have a lot of volunteers from, actually. And so yeah, we're right across the county. Then it's Strabane, where we've two of our management team are from, and a lot of very dedicated supporters in West Tyrone. And of course, we recently joined the, you know, the women's national league teams with the under-17s and under-19s. And our supporters, they want to come watch a good game of football. And Darren and Kevin, on a responsible budget, have put a team together. They got an ethos together. You could see last night that every player was working for each other. And we've added the likes of David Cawley, who's a great character, has been around the League of Ireland, knows what it takes. And then, you know, you're backed up by exciting new players like Success Edigan, who's really captured the imagination of I think particularly with the younger supporters, I think he's becoming a big hero, and we've other great local players like Patrick Ferry and, of course, the captain, Tony McNamee, who popped up for them with the winner last night. So, but we know it's not going to be easy. You know, it's a very competitive league. Of course, it's very hard to read from the results so far how it's all going to pan out, and you're looking for that bit of luck with injuries and what have you. But the supporters have been fantastic. We've had a tough couple of years, but they've stuck by us. Hopefully on Monday now, people will come out and get behind the lads, and it would be great to put more points on the board.
And finally, Aidan, give it a few years. I think you have highlighted this before. There could be something in the region of maybe 16 FinHarps teams when you take in the academy, the underage, the girls' teams, the senior team, and that just shows how big a club it's becoming.
It is, Chris. You know, historically, there was obviously a problem with the League of Ireland clubs. The GAA had a great structure where not just the players, but the volunteers and finance used to flow from the clubs up to the county team. Whether football was that little bit fragmented, you know, where we were a little bit separate in the leagues. But we're very grateful to all the Donegal League and the clubs, and we appreciate the work that they're doing, you know, they're part of the pathway process where some of their players have gone on to pay, you know, play for Donegal Senior Club ourselves. And so, you know, it is a lot of work, and it's about everybody working together. And hopefully, you know, we're going to see a time in a couple of years where we've a women's senior team competing at the top level too. And that's not just hard work from FinHarps, that's the Donegal Women's League and the initial Women's League. And so I think we've good relationships there now across the board, and it's great to see people working together. So the potential of the club is huge. Of course, that is one thing that's really evident from being in here. And if we can push on, and I won't go into depth on the stadium today because we're hoping to make announcements in the near future. But I think once we get the facilities, I think you could have a club here that's a huge asset from a sport and a social point of view for the county. And there's a lot of hard work gone into making that happen. So the future can be very bright, but we do need that constant support from everybody buying in, because it is a fan-owned club. And you know, we're very grateful to 500 Club and to, you know, all the sponsors and our supporters that make that happen.